This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the best Ravens coverage. What time is that? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Pass rush, believe me, there's nobody that appreciates pass rushers more than me. You know, and I've seen some great ones here. And I'm optimistic and excited. You know, fortunately, we got a chance to take Odafe last year. We think his future is very bright.
Eric DaCosta talking about pass rush historically, how nobody loves it more than him. And the Ravens, 2 years ago, led the NFL in sacks. Last year, finished second in the NFL at sacks. And as we've discussed many times here on the show, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vince Rod, and Noel McGraw turning up Tuesday. Even though they were second in sacks, they didn't feel like a dominant pass rushing team.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think, Bob, they have two guys that are good, but they're not elite. They don't have an elite pass rush. You know, they haven't had an elite pass rusher probably since Suggs, I'm guessing.
That's fair. Doomerville, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Doomerville.
Part of that crew,
yeah,
sure.
Yep. But so they haven't had a guy that you're afraid of, you know, that, well, just like when, if you're Todd Monken, all right, we got a chip, you know, because he's always, all right, we got a chip Watt, we got a chip Garrett, Hendrickson, you know, our division, you know, those three guys are up here, you know, and then the Ravens guys, they're not in that same league.
And we've talked about this before, too. Expecting 13.5 from Van Noy or 10-11 from Owe. Is that unrealistic hopes? And then, too, Vinny, Matabike had the big year in 23. He dropped to 6.5 last year. Can he kind of get to 8 or 9 in between that 13.5 and the 6.5 that he had the last couple of years?
Well, by getting to 13.5, Bob, all of a sudden, he's getting the attention. You know, because people are saying, you know, your D coordinator, we got to stop their best rusher. We got to stop Matabike. You know, we can go one-on-one with the outside guys. He's getting doubled a lot. How do you get Matabike up to 8 or whatever? Somebody else has got to have their win rate really high. They've got to be able to cause problems where I can't double Matabike. I got to double somebody else. And then that'll free up Matabike. And then I think he would get back to what he, you know, at 8+.
And we've talked about David Ajabo many times getting into not just a put up or shut up year. So can you make it out of training camp? Will you even be on the opening roster?
Yep.
Kind of season.
That's where he's at, Bob, because he was awful last year. And you know what? There's no excuses. And I loved him coming out prior at Michigan. I thought he was – I loved him at Michigan. Then all the, with the injuries and stuff, it's been a different guy. And he can't win at all. At all he cannot win. He's glued on. So, yeah, he's either got to poop or get off the pot. Like you said, OTAs, mini camp, training camp. Yeah, you got to make the 53. That's the thing. Can you make the 53? And let's hope for Raven's sake, you know, hopefully he stays here. He works with Chuck Smith. He lifts and, you know, and all that. And then he needs, when we go out to practice, it's got to be like, wow. It can't be like same old.
Right.
Because if we, at minicamp and stuff is same old, he ain't making a team.
Now, 11 picks in the draft, number 27 overall is their first selection. I mean, how deep is the outside linebacker pass rush group this season?
Yeah, from what Mel tells me, Mel Kiper tells me is deep pass rush. So that's a good thing. So, you know, if the Ravens can get one in the second or third round, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome if they could find a guy, you know, in the second or third round. Because Adisa Isaac, you know, third round pick, Penn State, had some production at Penn State, was hurt a lot, you know, kind of was redshirted because he showed nothing. He showed no win rate. You know, he didn't show like the explosiveness that the elite guys show you or the quick takeoff and everything. It's, you know, there's the easiest way to do it is like if anybody is watching, if any, like any of the fans watching, and they're always saying, wow. Like, a good example would be like Keaton Mitchell. When we're out at practice, or even when you're watching the game, you're saying, wow. That's what we need as a pass rusher. Like, damn, got Keaton Mitchell. You know his name. We need to know somebody's name rushing the passer.
So we know that Eric DaCosta is going to do everything he can to fill that need, or at least keep the Ravens among the tops in the NFL in that category, getting to the opposing quarterback. But you're going to break down safeties tomorrow. Marcus Williams going to get released. We know that, right?
Yeah. I mean, Bob, we haven't even heard any buzz about him at all. Anybody, you know, interested?
Yeah, one of the more mystifying things about that Ravens team in a bad way was, all right, you play poorly, that's one thing. But to go from an asset who played hurt for 2 years and before he broke his wrist in 22 was playing really well,
mm-hmm.
to, oh my God, this guy's not even an NFL-level player.
How about wasn't even active?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, and when you hear Harbs or Eric talk about, well, you know, he's a good teammate. No, that's like that girl. Well, she's got a good personality.
Yeah, or you're waving a towel. Boy, he's a good towel waver over there. But this is a deep, maybe top-heavy safety.
Yes, it is.
Group two.
No doubt. From the two that I've seen thus far, yes.
Starks and Iman Wari probably going at 20. Well, Starks for sure, but Iman Wari had a brilliant combine, did all the physical super terrific stuff that says 27 might not be real for him.
Yeah, Starks ran 4.5, which could hurt him, and Iman Wari ran 4.36, I think it was, something like that. And he's 6'3", 220, you know, I mean, like body like Sean Taylor was. So Starks would be the one, Bob, that could probably drop down. And if he does, that would be great. That would be great because, you know, we'll talk about him tomorrow, but he's a good safety. And then anxious to watch film on Xavier Watts, you know, the Notre Dame kid who's, Bob, in the last 2 years, he had 13 interceptions in the last 2 years.
Well, that's a guy that gets to the football and handles his business when he does.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny at Haney, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Vinny at Haney 105, so the Fan NFL Lunch. We'll get back to this topic. Ravens needs at 1 o'clock. We'll give you the Orioles update with the Yankees because that game starts around 1. We'll give you the lineups again when we come back if you're just tuning in. Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, joins us at 1:30 live from L.A. He's out there with Mike Harmon and all the beautiful people. Burleson on Basketball is the website. We'll preview March Madness with him, conference tournaments in particular. And when a team like Towson dominates its league, gets upset, in the conference tournament. Does this kind of add to maybe the fuel to expand in the tournament? Or, hey, handle your business and, you know, we won't have this discussion.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057.
Beat 81057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. You want it loud? We'll play it for you. Send your song request. Plus, we're text line at 410-583-1057. A lot going on in the world of sports. Got March Madness. Baseball less than 3 weeks away. You got the NFL pre-agency period, which is rocking and rolling, among other things. And we talk a lot about, speaking of pre-agency, other people's money. Let's count some of our own money, hopefully, buy or sell.
All right, here's the issue, Bob. Trump has doubled his planned tariff on all steel and aluminum products coming into the U.S. from Canada, bringing the total to 50% in response to the province of Ontario placing a 25% tariff on all electricity coming into the United States. So, the Dow is down 569. The S&P is down 54. NASDAQ is down 92. DraftKings up $1.01. Under Armour's down 3 cents. So, yes, there is a bickering, and the market does like stability.
Well, I'm not a political guy and won't even pretend to be one, but I thought all of this stuff was supposed to be
taken care of, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As far as our sports topics, yes. We'll start here in the... Hey, we stick to what you know.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Yes.
The NBA MVP race. It's actually kind of becoming a little interesting here, even though Shai Gilgeous-Alexander remains a very heavy betting favorite, depending on what book you look at. The next closest player, of course, multi-time winner Nikola Jokic. But both have delivered worthy seasons so far, but everyone seems to be locked into Shai as the MVP. That was until Jokic turned in an absurd stat line the other night. The first ever 30-point, 20-rebound, 20-assist game in NBA history. The Nuggets big man continues to do things we haven't seen from anyone, but after winning three of the last 4 years, MVP that is, people may be becoming a little tired of it, a little bored with it. The fatigue factor sets in. It's crazy, but it's true. In 2023, rather, lost out to Joel Embiid. Both players were deserving then, but people chalked it up to fatigue for Jokic. Buy or sell, Bob, we're seeing another case of Jokic fatigue just 2 years later.
Before I answer that, you said the 30-20-20. If you split those numbers in half, it's still a triple-double. So he had two triple-doubles, essentially. That's insane. But yeah, buying it. We just talked about it with Lamar Jackson in the MVP for the National Football League, which he should have won. They gave him the consolation prize, first team All-Pro, and then gave Allen the MVP. And, you know, whatever, it is what it is. I'm a Josh Allen guy. I think he's cool and good. And, you know, the Bills are good mainly because he's really good at it. But, oh, no doubt about the voter fatigue. Not to say that SGA isn't a worthy and deserving winner of it. They're 11 games up, by the way, in the West. So how many straight 40-point games did he just amassed here? Voter fatigue, yes, but SGA might still be the guy that deserves it when it's all said and done.
Over to the NFL, last week we saw the Chargers release Joey Bosa, but this week they've retained another one of their veteran pass rushers, agreeing to a one-year deal with Khalil Mack for $18 million. Of those two veterans I just mentioned, Mack's the far more healthy option, more productive too in recent seasons, and when you consider that $18 million price tag, that's hefty for 1 year, but as it compares to other pass rushers, kind of a steal, and especially when you consider this guy just had 17 sacks a season ago. But elsewhere on defense, they have plenty of holes there in L.A. Just lost Puna Ford on the interior. Guess, one of their other young outside backers, Tui Pulotu.
Gesundheit.
Yep, I nailed that pronunciation. Practice it all morning. He's still a pass rush presence for them, but that's about it. Buy or sell, Vinny. All signs point to the Chargers drafting a pass rusher at number 22 overall.
I'll sell that. I think when you're picking at 22 just to say we're zeroed in on a pass rusher, no. And Ortiz is a Raven guy. He's going to say that they're going for best player available. Everything I see, tight end. That's what I see.
How about a little college football news here? This is actually from last week, but Clemson and Florida State, you remember they had that ongoing dispute, actually a lawsuit with the ACC, were threatening to leave at one point. Well, it's all water under the bridge at this point. They dropped the lawsuits and agreed with the conference to a new revenue distribution format. The two schools, again, not happy with money allocation as some of the bigger names in the conference over the years. And with so many changes taking place across college athletics, they were in a position to kind of try to leverage their way out. With that in mind, the new deal here also comes with a decreased price to exit the ACC, a buyout cost. It drops by $18 million a year between now and 2030, and that it's capped at $70 million total when it's all said and done. Exiting teams also, this is interesting, can retain their media rights with the league when they leave. That one kind of stunning to me. But buy or sell, Bob, those two schools, Clemson and Florida State, may be happy for now, but will still be on the move at some point down the road.
Can we get back to those tariffs we were talking about? what was that? I will lie. They'll both be pissed. I think Florida State's been trying to get out of the ACC for a minute here. Clemson, one of the charter schools, but the ACC's not what it used to be.
if Belichick makes Carolina, at least in the short term, a powerhouse, yeah, they'll both start whining. I'll buy it. Because let's be honest, it's going to be one big megapolis conference when it's all said and done anyway.
Back to the NFL. After trading Geno Smith to the Raiders, the Seahawks wasted little time finding their next quarterback, agreeing to a 3-year deal with Sam Darnold, who, let's be honest, has a lot of his value boosted this year based on the other free agent names at quarterback, a shallow quarterback draft class as well. So it raises the question, is he actually significantly better than what you had with Geno Smith? And for that price as well, also consider that Geno Smith was throwing to a pretty strong wide receiver trio the past couple of years, but now Metcalf and Lockett are gone. Buy or sell, Vinny, Darnold will be able to produce better numbers than Smith with less talent around him.
I'm going to sell it. Although they still do have a hell of a running back, you know, and stuff. But yeah, receiving, you know, they may try to bring Lockett back. But losing Metcalf's a big thing. But I guess he and Geno Smith didn't get along, so that didn't work. I think he won't have the numbers. Geno had pretty good numbers, so I don't think Darnold will have that.
And we'll close with this. The Big Ten tournament set to begin tomorrow night, and it's going to have a new look this year with the expansion of the Big Ten over the past calendar year. 18 total teams now in the conference, so gone are the days of everyone automatically making it to the end-of-season tournament. Only 15 make the cut, eliminating any hopes of a miracle run for Penn State, Nebraska, and Washington this year. On one hand, it's disappointing that tradition is changing. On the other, these bad teams actually have more to play for in the final weeks of the regular season. Their games become actually a little more watchable as a result. Buy or sell, Bob, the new format, actually a net positive for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and buy it. And it's the Big 18, and you talk about tradition. Penn State, Nebraska, Washington were not part of the original Big Ten. So, I mean, traditions be damned. I mean, do you want to see Penn State make a run? Nebraska, great coach in the mayor. Washington beat Maryland early in the season. But you have to handle your business, given the opportunities to do so. Penn State just won at Wisconsin, by the way, to wrap up their season. But it's all about what you've accomplished over the course of said regular season. You didn't do enough. That's your problem. We're worried about the number two seed of Terps, who play 6:30 Friday night against opponent to be determined. Speaking of tradition, air quotes, Oregon now part of the new Big Ten. They 7 in a row. Watch out for the Ducks. Quack, quack. Let's see how far the Turtles can get into March. But talk about the Orioles as we're less than 3 weeks away from opening day. Bob Hedy, Vinny Serrato from the Baltimore Sun. He's in Florida. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, fellas. I got concerned there for a second. I was like, God, are they looking for me to talk about the Terps? Because I'd be lost, and all of your listeners would tune out if I had to talk about Maryland men's basketball.
Why, you don't like it? Or are you a Duke fan? Is that what you would have done? Like, just made us all change the station?
Listen, I'm just such a hard worker. I'm solely focused
I got you.
On the Orioles right now.
You're a single mind. You got the tunnel vision on with the black and orange. Now, Gunnar Henderson, he's been out for quite some time. As we get closer and closer, 27th, that's 16 days, according to my math, Toronto. As we get closer and closer to that, he's not in the lineup again today. Are we getting into crisis mode with Gunnar being ready for opening day and maybe starting the season on IL right now?
Yeah, time is definitely ticking. There was actually good news. We just spoke with Brandon Hyde about 30 minutes ago. There is good news on that front. He has resumed the baseball activities. He took some light batting practice in the cage today. He'll do some infield work tomorrow. So that is probably the best injury news the Orioles have gotten in the past 10 days or so. But it's still going to be a little bit of a road back, 15 days or so until opening day. And so I think that there's a chance that he can be ready if his hitting progression goes well and his ribs respond well to what he's doing. But it's also quite possible he's not ready and he needs to begin the season on the IL. And I also wouldn't be shocked if he's able to break camp in the major leagues, but he's like 2 or 3 days away. And so he can't play opening day, but maybe he can get there for the third game of the season on Saturday or something. So I just think they're looking for good injury news and for him to wake up tomorrow and not be sore.
What are the chances that Jorge Mateo, Jacob, could be ready for the start of the season? Reading yesterday, it seemed as though he's rather optimistic that, you know, he could be ready to rock and roll for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused as to what is going on here exactly. At the beginning of spring training, Elias and Hyde both said that Mateo was almost certainly going to begin the year on the IL, and we talked to Jorge, and he says that that his goal is to be there for opening day. Now, that's a player who's going to believe in himself and might be willing to rush things back. But now we're 2 weeks away. Mateo told me that he's just as confident, if not more confident, that he's going to be healthy enough, and he almost expects that he will be on the opening day roster. Now, ultimately, that's up to the team and whether they deem him to be healthy enough. The thing here that was always interesting was that if everybody was healthy, Mateo's fit on this roster is a little bit dubious at this point with the acquisition of Ramon Laureano specifically, and obviously having Ramon Arias on the team. And so it was sort of like, hey, let's slow play this a little bit, get him fully healthy, guaranteed, get him some ABs in the minors, and then somebody in April is going to get hurt. And because Jorge's a utility guy, then he can come up and replace him. But now we're in a situation where, hey, Gunnar might not be ready for opening day. There's not really a perfect fit at shortstop to replace him. So maybe they do start to ramp things up here with Jorge, but at the same time, they're not going to risk re-injuring him at this point either.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, talking some Orioles here on this Turn Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan. Orioles Yankees coming up in less than a half an hour down in Florida. Albert Suarez on the hill for the Birds. And we know, I always say, Jacob, you know, because I'm a wise and aged man and learned as well, that, you know, you really don't take seriously what you see in spring training in regards to a numbers thing. However, Sir Anthony Dominguez been getting crushed. Kobe Mayo not crushing the baseball. So concern levels for both with the Birds right now as we're a couple weeks away from opening day.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, the concern level in spring training should always be low.
Right.
I would say for Dominguez, it is still low. Listen, this is the guy that has a track record of being a solid major league reliever for a long time. And so I would just say, hey, it's spring training. Let's not look too much into it. Kobe Mayo might be a little bit more concerning. He's not as important to this roster at the moment because he wasn't going to make the opening day. He wasn't going to break camp with the club anyway. But I think both he and the club would have loved to have, for him to have hit really well this spring, get some of that confidence back against big league pitching, start the year in the minors, and then if he tears it up again, maybe there would be more confidence in the fact that when he does come back to the majors, that he's able to stick. Now it's like, not looking great this spring, and then it's like, oh, if he just puts up great numbers in AAA again, I don't really know how much that's going to help him get back to the majors, except for in the case of an injury. And so, listen, there's still 2 weeks of camp left. He has lined out a couple of times. It is a small sample size, but it would really help him a lot, not just his confidence, but also, you know, just the team's confidence in him if he can string a couple hits together here in the last couple games of spring training.
Now, Jacob, Sammy Basayo, we know he can hit three-run jack yesterday, so the bat's going to play. Well, we said that about Mayo, too. But Basayo can hit. He has proven that. Defensively, however, what's the ceiling for him there? Is this guy a little bit better with the glove than maybe we know? Because all we do is talk about how great he is with the bat.
Yeah, and I'm going to start with the bat, just because you said something there. I don't want this to sound like anything against Kobe Mayo, because he's an excellent hitting prospect. Just from what I've seen and from what people I've talked with, this isn't really the same. Samuel Basayo is truly different. It's not normal to have the power like this from the left side at that age. Now, with that said, the defense is the big part here in terms of, okay, what does this look like when he does get to the majors? Could he get to the majors quick enough? Like, is the defense catching up with the bat? Everything I've heard is that the team's impressed with his defense, but that he's improving and not that he's quite there yet. Listen, being a 20-year-old catcher in the big leagues is extremely rare, and so he's also doing some work at first base. If he does make it up here at some point this season, late in the year, it could be as mostly a designated hitter, especially if something happens to Ryan O'Hearn, for example. That might be his most direct path. My guess is that in 2026 and moving forward, if everything goes to plan, that the Orioles are looking at having one of the best catching duos of baseball, but a potentially historic catching duo with Adley Rutschman and Bisaccia, where, you know, maybe Adley's the 1A and he's going to catch 90 to 100 games and then he'll DH the rest. And then Bisaccia plays 60 to 70 games behind the plate and then he plays first base for the other games. I don't exactly know what it would look like, but they do still believe in him enough as a catching prospect to keep him back there rather than just solely focusing him on first base.
Hey, Jacob, how did you like Holiday's session at shortstop yesterday and talk about the improvements he has made at second base? And he did get a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, he looks great. He looks a lot better at second base. He just looks more comfortable there, which is a good sign to see. Again, he's only been playing second base really for 15 months. And so that's been a positive development this spring for him. Shortstop yesterday didn't look great. Just made, you know, one ball hit his way and he threw it away. But at the same time, it was one play. I think for him, it's more so just kind of getting back into that mental mindset if he does have to play short of just like, hey, I'm standing on this side of the bag. My footwork has to be this. And getting used to seeing the ball from a different angle a little bit. I don't think there should be too much concern about his defense at shortstop as it pertains to getting to the ball and his range and his footwork. I think a lot of that, you know, he played shortstop for the first 19 years of his life. I think some of it of the concern is his arm, just because the arm strength is one of the reasons he was moved to second base, and the accuracy, it is a different throw. You do have to speed things up a little bit more, as we saw yesterday. So I think getting him some more reps there at shortstop, if he does have to play there, if Gunnar Henderson out, is something that they're definitely looking to do.
All right, Jacob, who's going to win the Big Ten tournament? Nah, I'm just joking. Jacob Kalbenmeier of the Baltimore Sun. He's of Florida with the Orioles taking on the Yankees today. JCM, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your spring training, and we'll see you up here in Baltimore soon.
Thanks, guys.
You got always it, Jacob Kalbenmeier. Yeah, you got it, brother. We'll come back, reset for you, take a couple phone calls, sports at 583-1057. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Get back to the Ravens' needs. Give you the Orioles-Yankees update because the game starts in about 15, 20 minutes or so. And we'll preview the Big Ten tournament and March Madness in general with Frank Burleson, Hall of Fame basketball writer, Burleson on basketball. And PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Please, no more kiss. But beyond that, my question is,
you don't want to hear a love gun?
They were not my band. Oh, definitely not.
Dr. Love.
I've heard them all. I just don't want to hear them anymore.
I
was 13, you know. But my question is for you, Bob, real quick. Vinny, as you well know, Charlie is freaking lighting up the Nets. Another goal at Michigan. And he skates. I mean, he's a freshman. He skates by the bench and is like talking smack. It was beautiful. He's got to be one of the top 10 freshman hockey players in the country. But, Bob, I was wondering, as far as the ex-Terps or even the current Terps, who has surprised you as far as who's made the NBA, but also the guys who haven't, like guys like Diamond Stone, Daryl Morsell. I think Morsell could have been like a Draymond Green type because he's only about an inch shorter. A guy like Melo, you know, accomplished a lot, you know, but he didn't make it in the NBA. So what are your thoughts along those lines?
Well, Aaron Wiggins has to be the dude right now. I mean, he averaged almost 20 points a game in the month of February for the team that's got the best record in the Western Conference, had 30 points last Friday night. Of course, he's behind SGA and Holmgren and Jalen Williams, even though one of them got hurt because they have two of them last night. But Aaron Wiggins has been incredible. I mean, Jalen Smith's on his third team, sticks out of Baltimore as a 10th pick overall. A guy was a lottery pick and got a DNP coach's decision last night. So he's making money. He's got a role in the league, but, you know, if you're a lottery pick, you expect a little bit more in regards to impact. And Kevin Huerter, after that bubble brilliance for the Atlanta Hawks, and he played well for Sacramento 2 years ago when they made Golden State sweat, he's kind of fallen off. I think his is more of an injury-related issue here.
Yeah, Sticks was the guy that's really surprised me because his rebound per minute is great. He's a 6'10 kid that can guard, you know, probably 3 to 5. So, and he's got 3-point range. I guess he's just not physical enough on the box. And that's my beef, you know, with Melo. I think that's why Melo didn't make it because he turned the ball over too much. But more so, they just didn't put enough emphasis on defense.
Yeah, and he wasn't the most athletic guard, and he was a little smallish in size. Melo Trimble, hell of a college player. And look, there's no shame in being that guy.
And Melo's made a ton of dough, by the way, and accomplished a lot of things playing abroad. So there's no shame in not being. I mean, would you rather go play, you know, in Europe or somewhere else, be first team all league, make a ton of dough, or toil in the G League for, you know, 5-10 years? I mean, it's all about personal preference. But if you can make a living in your chosen field and being a pro basketball player, ain't no shame in that at all.
Absolutely. But what I was wondering, how much use? I think Stone and Queen are a lot alike. So I think Queen could benefit from getting in a little better shape and focusing more on you know, that pick and pop defense. He and Reese, you know, they kind of have their butts in the paint a lot of times on those pick and pops. So I guess he is going to leave, but do you see Queen as a lock to be an NBA success?
I don't want to say success. We just talked about Jalen Smith, who was a top 10 pick, but he's a lock to be a first rounder. And I think by this time, Diamond Stone's freshman year, he made him in. I think he'd already checked out. I don't even know if he was going to class anymore. And that team had a bunch of guys who wanted the ball, and it was just a disjointed, dysfunctional ball club. I think this is more of a team friendly atmosphere, and Derek Queen is the Pied Piper and the leader of it. So I think the upside is certainly incredible for him.
Yeah, I just worry that he's going to be able to guard big guys in space. But I agree, he's more of a team guy, and you can see the results as this team is peaking, and it looks like they could really make a great run.
Yeah, and your boy Willard's winning on the road, PT.
I love to see it, Bob. I love to see it.
All right, there's PT, everybody. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore and bring in Marcus. Marcus, thanks for holding. What's happening?
How you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Hey, Marcus.
So, I got a question. And I know his production wasn't where he got drafted at, but I think if Chuck Smith can make Owe get 10 sacks, you know what I mean? Like, we think if we, like, kick the tires on Chase Young, you know
Chase
what I mean?
Young, like, signed. Chase Young signed back with New Orleans yesterday.
Yeah, and it got a C grade from ESPN.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. And, yeah. Like, as far as, like, pass rushes and, like the draft, like, the Deese Isaacs of the world, like, what do you look at as far as – once the top guys go off the board, like, what are you looking at as far as, like, second and third round guys? And I'll just sit back and listen to what Vinny has to say. You guys have a good one.
Well, the biggest thing is get off. You got to be able to get off the ball. You got to have explosiveness off the ball. You look at all the great pass rushers, that first step. That first step. Why? Because you got to get the tackle back on his heels. You know, you look at Micah Parsons and you look at Garrett and you look at all these guys. What do they got? They got that first step explosiveness, and that's key. And then once you get the first step explosiveness, you got to have flexibility and stuff to be able to bend the corner. And then you got to have quick hands. You know, so you can use your moves and counters and stuff. And then you got to be smart enough where you're reading what the tackle's doing so I can counter off of what he's doing.
Now, they did get 10 sacks out of Owe last year.
The
question
did.
Is, can he duplicate it? And, you know, is that a blind squirrel season, or is this just the beginning of a guy that's going to be a very reliable and productive accumulator of sacks?
I think he can, Bob, you know, because where he gets them is a lot of times he gets them because the quarterback is scrambling around and he can run 4-4. And, you know, there's sometimes that if that tackle is just a second late, he's fast enough where he can get the corner and beat the guy with speed. But the biggest thing that you see with him is when he gets engaged, where's your counter? Where, you know, what move, you know, can I put together where, all right, he's going to stop my first move. Boom, I'm right into my second move, and then I go.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan. Orioles lineup today against the Yankees. Game about to start. Cedric Mullins, center field. Adley Rutschman behind the plate. Tyler O'Neill, left field. Moon Man, DH, cleaning up. Ryan Mountcastle's at first. Ramon Laureano. Hey, that's two guys this week that think he's going to make the team. He's at right field. Kobe Mayo's at third. VML Machine. If he had walk-up music, it's got to be the Pink Floyd song.
Welcome to the machine. He's at second base. Luis Vasquez is your shortstop. Albert Suarez on the hill. Look for Cionel Perez, Yennier Cano, among others, to throw a baseball for the Birds today. We'll keep you up on the score in the final hour of the program. NFL lunch next, then the Oriole talk. And then Frank Burleson, a Hall of Fame basketball writer at 1:30. Preview March Madness with him. Conference tournaments well underway. Towson gets upset by Delaware. Should they expand the field? So if you win your league and it's not a power for a conference, you get rewarded in some capacity.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.